This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Treasury is giving Colorado up to $100 million in funding for programs to help small businesses through the pandemic. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the money is part of last year's American Rescue Plan Act.
Colorado received the initial installment of $31 million this month. Additional funds will become available as the money is spent. The Polis administration estimates the cash could help create more than 11,000 jobs in the state over the next 10 years. The money is being put into venture capital investment and loan programs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Aspen celebrated the life of a famed former Pitkin County Sheriff for 24 years, Bob Broudis. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says he died earlier this summer at 77.
Broudis's friends and family spoke next to his urn, painted with gold pot leaves, at the Benedict Music Tent. Nationally, he's known best for his friendship with Hunter S. Thompson, but the public memorial focused much more on what his friends called his integrity and humane approach to policing. His godson, Kyle Shinners, says that while Broadus was a big, strong man, he also knew how to be soft.
You know, that's one of those great stories and all the great traditions that, like, kindness actually will win. But sometimes we just don't believe it, and I think Bob really embodied that.
One of the themes of the evening was Be Like Bob. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 7:06 in Denver right now. It's 86 degrees with lows in the 60s tonight.